have our own inspector, house inspector, field inspector, that he goes to reservation to reservation. So when he gets here, we go to
today
the
is
right behind him. So
Tuesday, the 24th of January, 1984,
then
and I'm in the Arts and Crafts Chiquit over at Immokalee Reservation talking to Margaret Cypress. And let's see, Margaret, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself, like when and where you were born, something about your mother and daddy and your family and that kind of stuff, just to get going.
Well, I was born here in Collier County.
I never done construction.
And I was raised up in Copeland. And then,
like I said, I would go through the,
let's see, I was about 8 years old when we left Copeland. And then we came here to Immokalee, and then from Immokalee we caught a ride and went down to Big Cypress Reservation. And then from there they sent us to school because we didn't have no schools over there in Big Cypress Reservation. So they sent us to Cherokee, North Carolina boarding school and spent about 4 years over there. And they didn't send us back home for Christmas either. We had to spend a whole 9 months up there.
When were you there?
That was in about, I think it was in about 1948 to 1954 or something like that. Anyway, well, that's when it closed down, the boarding school. So we came on back. And then after that, we still didn't have no school down at Big Cypress, so they had to send us to Oklahoma boarding school. So I spent about 2 years over there, and then I came back down. And then I got married, had kids.
What were your mother and daddy's names?
My father's name is Boughton John, and my mother was Sally John. She died in 52. She was a diabetic. And I'm also a diabetic now. Mm-hmm.
When you were in Cherokee at the school over there, did they do arts and crafts that you knew of over there?
Just to make a little spending money, we made, I don't know how we did it, but we made some designs. And, you know, we was just little girls, so I don't know how them things came out. But we never did make any baskets or anything like that.
But when you were up there, did you speak Miccosukee when you were a kid, I gather?
That's the only thing I knew how to speak when I went up there. All I knew was that how to say yes, and I just, you know, when somebody asked you something, you just said yes. You didn't know what they were saying. So we had a hard time, but we learned, though.
Could you understand any of the Cherokee language?
No.
Did you learn any of it while you were up there?
No. They wanted us to speak English, so all we had to do was just use English all the time, which you didn't know, so they spoke to us in English.
Now, I've heard stories of people being pretty mean on people who didn't speak English, trying to make them speak English. Were they pretty rough to make y'all learn English?
No, not really. But if the matron caught us speaking in our own language, she'd just say that you're supposed to speak English.
Yeah. And so you did.
Mm-hmm.
Did your mother and daddy or any of your relatives do craft work like you're doing now?
Yes, they. My mother knew how to make dolls and baskets, mm-hmm. and how to make designs and skirts and all that.
Did you learn when you were little?
Land was donated to the Indians.
On designs, I think I did. But, you know, it was just a simple kind, not the fancy work like that up there on that wall.
Huh.
Just the simple ones.
Well,
You didn't learn any basket making, say, from your parents, mother and daddy or aunts or uncles?
Yeah, from my mother I did, on making baskets.
Mm-hmm. Sweetgrass baskets?
Uh-huh.
So you're not a novice at this?
I knew how to do it, but, you know, after I've been through all them schools and I just dropped everything and didn't even try to do anything. I just forgot about it till I got in this program.
And how long have you been in this program?
About 2 years, going on 3 years now. Off and on.
What did you do before that, once you got married and everything? Did you just...
It just worked out in the fields, along with my husband.
I'd say this is better than that.
Mm-hmm. It's a back-breaking job, working out in the fields.
With tomatoes or what?
Yeah, tomatoes and cucumbers.
Yeah.
Cucumbers are the heaviest ones.
You can go ahead and put his name in there. You can go ahead and put his name in there because he's
Is Ethel a good teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Does she leave you alone enough where you can get something done?
Sometimes.
When you were growing up and somebody like your mother was making a sweetgrass basket, did she make them as nice as you're making them now?
No, they were just little ones, you know, just a little basket with a little handles along here.
On the sideline?
Uh-huh. And they mostly had lids on them, and they had the little Indian head doll on it.
Yeah. Did she make them for sale to the tourists mainly?
Uh-huh.
Did they use the multicolored thread like you're doing?
Mm-hmm. They used to have a lady, a white woman, that used to buy the stuff from them. And so that's where the older women used to all make that and sell it to her. She'd buy it from them.
So she would supply them with the material?
Uh-huh, no. They would buy their own, but they would get the material from her because she had the material.
And then she bought what they made?
Uh-huh.
Ah, so she sort of... Yeah.
I guess it was just a little spending money or something like that. But I think that's what we mostly lived on. Because my dad didn't have any kind of job, and you know, he can't speak English or anything, so he used to be out in the woods cutting fence posts.
Yeah. What other craft work do you do besides the sweetgrass baskets?
Mm-hmm. I make the designs, you know, like that, and some pot holders, and sometimes she lets me make some aprons.
Yeah. How does the arrangement work here? Do you get paid like an hourly wage or a day or by the piece? Or how does it work?
In the morning, we got a classroom training.
Yeah.
She starts us on something that we don't know, that, you know, she's trying to get us started on that.
Uh-huh.
And then in the afternoon, we're just on the regular hours, you know.
That would be on the back.
$3.30 an hour, isn't it?
Minimum wage? I think that's
yeah.
Something like that.
In the afternoons.
Now, when you get done with a basket, is it yours or does it belong to the tribe? And the tribe?
No, it belongs to this program here. And then, you know, they give us our salary, but, you know, the things we make in here, it goes to this program anyway whenever they sell it.
So it comes back to you when you run the anyway. Well, that's good. That's a neat way to work.
Uh-huh. Okay, next time I'm going to...
Have you ever made a basket where the...
Give me a call.
The threads going up go up at an angle?
Yeah, but it might be on the weekend.
Ethel's got one that she bought from another tribe, but I don't know how they did it.
Yeah. I've seen them that way, but I don't even know how you do it this way.
Uh huh.
We have a career
day
for
our
young children of the oldest school in Bethlehem
School.
And I'm a guest there to have
a,
to be a speaker for
them.
You're married.
To go to continue education on
I've
Friday.
Been married and divorced. Everything, I guess.
I'm going to crap. Me too.
Yeah, that's where
I'm you got kids?
I had four. Four kids. I got three boys and one daughter.
Are they around here?
My oldest son works over there in that smoke shop.
Yeah.
And my daughter works over in Hollywood, in that housing program.
Mm-hmm.
My other one is dead, and my other son lives over in Big Cypress,
mm-hmm.
working in that housing construction.
Okay.
He's got two daughters.
Okay,
all I have is granddaughters. Three granddaughters.
Three too many? Or
well, they haven't got a boy yet, so I haven't had a grandson.
Poor Martin Luther. That's that new woman. She read
what do you
to me
want to
what
take
she
up
want
next?
To put in that newspaper because she was.
Whatever Ethel puts me on.
But now she's got editors are pressing her.
You have a
she got that story. They want to go ahead and put in something.
Not really.
So that's
just,
I know she's trying to get a hold of me.
Have
yesterday.
You done
I
making
have
the
time.
Dolls?
She's calling me
yeah, sometimes she lets me make them.
She down,
mostly she says it's too difficult for somebody else to make the heads, and she puts me making the heads.
Yeah.
Making the doll heads.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is my youngest daughter.
She's
the one sells all the cereal. Yeah. You going to the bank? Yeah, you want to?
Yeah.
Go ahead and go. I'm going to take that van anyway. How about high up
ahead here with it? How many people are in the program here?
I think they have got what's a bit.
I think there's six of us.
Six
or seven.
Yeah. Now you actually live on the reservation.
Uh huh. She was saying that she was going to try to rent that place, Victor's place.
Oh, yeah.
So, uh huh.
So you can spread out a little bit?
Yeah.
Be nice to separate.
Because see, when we get some material buyers in here, we have to get the material down and cut it out for them. So we get a full house when we get customers.
Who comes to do the buying? Who are your buyers?
You mean right now, Mikisuke, Culture Center, the Arts and Crafts Center.
Yeah.
But mostly on a clothing or jackets, we take a special order. Anybody that calls up or comes in, sides and what in a particular color or what they want or a skirt, we'll do that. But we also have a skirt, some skirts made, children's skirt and ladies' skirt on hand. In case they didn't order, like if visitors come down and buy a cigarette, they will come over and buy it. But like a basket or dolls or some aprons or something that they need it, then they would call up like our arching class in Hollywood, they call up and say, that's why I need a dozen skirt or a dozen children's skirt or half a dozen aprons.
Craft shop owners around the state, is that mainly who?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We get orders from Tallahassee.
Yeah.
A certain color of the gift shops in Tallahassee, the Seminole colors like maroon and gold.
Yeah, right.
And Jacksonville or some arch and crafts or airport like Tampa. Tampa arch and crafts, we have our own Tampa. And also like your Gainesville Museum or some museums somewhere that has gift shops in it that they like to take an order.
They have some in the shop at White Springs, some of the little dogs.
That is for us.
Yeah.
Then we would, we don't have a picture of all of it, but we just got a copy of what the price list are. Or they would call on the phone and ask us what it is. And some of them already had bought some, used to buy some dolls and stuff like that for some other people, but they quit. They went into some kind of business and had to give up auction house. And they don't wholesale them anymore. They would call us. They probably referred it to us. They would call and say, you know, I would like to, they already know what the dolls look like or whatever they want. So then we'll go ahead and make it and send it to them.
Yeah.
So that's what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly telephone call comes. I want a jacket. I want a basket. Make me a $25 basket with top or without a top. And then we know what she's talking about. So we would say this was $25. This one is like that. Or they would ask you how it would look or what is it. Things like that. Work. I want a headband with her name on it.
Yeah. When you get to the end there, I just noticed, how do you tie that off?
You've been asking about that, didn't you? See, when I came to the end right here, I just went back in this way, and then I just come back through around on that
loop.
Mm-hmm, just kind of loop it off and just cut it off.
Oh, he wants to know how you
feel. Uh-huh.
Right there.
Yeah,
right.
Uh-huh.
So you come through, back around, and back, pull it through, and click it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That way it don't show too much.
No, it's hard as yours. It's the only one I can see. And this palmetto, like in the top and the bottom, you get that out there like you showed me.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you have to treat it or anything, or just...
No, just let it air out a little bit, and then... kind of comes damp anyway, so you have to let it air out in the shade, because when this hits that sun it gets dark.
It seems to be more tightly, I guess, like tightly woven is not woven than what I saw out there.
Yeah, you can get some better ones than that, but
no, I looked at that one, looks good there.
Sometimes you get, sometimes you get one that looks like cheesecloth too, you know, like this kind.
Yeah. You've never tried to make those palmetto baskets?
The one that Ethel made?
Like Ethel's making
those? No, I didn't go to Big Cypress with them when they was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed out on that one.
She gonna start teaching that here?
She is. After she learns it.
Yeah. One step at a time.
Because she said it's kind of hard to make. And when you're first getting them palmettos, it's real hard because you got to scrape it off with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And your whole hand gets numb from moving your wrist. Because it's real hard, them palmetto sticks.
Yeah, for sure.
But her last name is Motlow.
When you said back a minute ago, when you were up here in Immokalee and then y'all moved down to the Big Cypress, you said you caught a ride?
Yeah, we had to catch a ride because back in those days they didn't have no roads. And so what we did was what they call a Everglades suitcase. It's just a bundle. You just bundle up what you have and just tie it in knots and just put it over your back and just get on a train, you know, them, what they call those train things that they put the stuff in there? It's not in the riding part. It's in the
baggage?
No.
She's on a council.
It's you seen those trains got a little train that has a, sometimes they put the bale of hay or cows in the back or something like that, that they carry some stuff in. That's how we caught a ride on those. Caught a ride from Everglades on down here, because that's when they had those trains coming, going over there to Copeland. So that's how we caught a ride. Got our little bundles up and came down here to Immokalee. So.
Everglades suitcase?
It's just a bundle where you know, like you're going to go wash and you tie up your whole wash, put it in a bundle. They used to call that, if they see that with the Indians with them things, they call it Everglades suitcase. So. So that's what we did.
When
we started going to school over in Oklahoma, they used to let us ride on airplanes over there, and that's what my father didn't want. didn't want me going up in the air with that airplane. So he says no more going back over there. So that's when I was about 16 anyway. So I was glad he got me out of there. Got me out of school.
How long were you in Oklahoma?
About 2 years.
What planes would they let you ride? Who had the planes?
It was Eastern Airlines. When they still had those Eastern Airlines. I guess they still have them. But we used to ride in that.
Yeah. But your father didn't want you to fly over there.
Mm-mm. He said there was no ground underneath you, so you have to come so far down.
That's right.
So, and really, I'm his only daughter, so he didn't want me riding in that thing, so.
How many brothers and sisters were you?
I just had only one brother, and he got killed. So, on the highway.
You're the only one left?
Uh-huh.
Seminole Housing Authority. And the council put the Seminole Housing Authority. So the council are over Seminole Housing Authority.
I think Ethel's my first cousin, if I'm not wrong. Yeah, she is my first cousin.
So you've known Ethel a long time then?
Uh-huh. When my parents first got married, you know, they didn't have no kids right away. So my parents used to take Ethel along with them wherever they go. And they kind of live close together, my parents and her parents. So.
Okay.
I just knew her all this time. We even went to Cherokee boarding school together. And Elizabeth went with us too.
Three musketeers.
Uh-huh. Oh, that woman out there, Pauline? Mm-hmm. She was up there too. She lived in the city where she could go to school, but you know, they couldn't keep her in school, I guess, and they just let her go with us.
So how did that work? How did you know you could go up there?
This man they call Mr. Bomer. He was from the agency from Hollywood, mm-hmm. and. He knew about it because he was dealing with education and all other types, because they didn't have many people working with the Seminoles anyway.
Yeah.
So he knew where to send us.
So it was, Cherokee was the closest Indian school, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Used to have.
And then when that closed down, that's when they sent us to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how much, how many grades did you go for?
I just went to 8th grade.
That's a lot more than a lot. Did Ethel go to Oklahoma too?
No, she didn't go. she figured she had no schooling whenever she left Cherokee.
knew too much already.
Yeah.
How long have you lived back in Immokalee when she came back?
When I came back?
Yeah, like when you came back from Oklahoma, did you come right to here?
We went to, I went back to Big Cypress.
Yeah.
Because that's where my parents were. Back those days, we didn't even have no electricity or nothing. No TV. But we managed. We used to play around on the trees out there and go swimming in those rock pits or in the canals. We didn't even think of alligators then, but. Yeah.
You know, back then, I never was scared of them like I did today.
I know.
I wonder, were there more or less of them back then?
There were more.
Uh-huh.
They, last night, I'm scared of them.
Meaner and hungrier.
Yeah.
So when did you come move back to Immokalee, or move to Immokalee?
Damn, I was working with the tribe as a CHR, and then I got fired from that job, so that's when I came down here. I think it was, what was it, in 70-something, 76? Somewhere between 78 anyway, 78.
No, you came back.
What year?
Yeah, you came back in 78, just before it became federalized. Remember y'all used to come over here? You had to take care of this community too?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have our own CHO. Then, you came about 78 or 77 or 78.
What was that? You said you were working for
Seminole Tribe. The Seminole Tribe, it's a community health representative.
CHR.
So I kept that job for about 6 years and then started messing up. Got fired.
Did you really? God. What did you have to do? What did that?
It was mostly taking care of older people and that was living by themselves, or two older people living together or something like that, that they couldn't hardly do their housekeeping or something like that.
Right.
And keeping their doctor's appointments.
Yeah. So you
mostly had to travel and fix their little sores on their foot or stuff like that, anyway.
Yeah. Shoot.
Most of the old people I used to work with, they're gone now.